Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the March 5th, 2023 service at Plymouth, the second Sunday in Lent. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Nixon Weller. On a high mountain, Jesus was transfigured.
And God said, "This is my beloved Son."
As God spoke, calling light out of darkness,
God's glory shines in the face of Jesus Christ.
At the mountain of the Lord, bow down.
For the Lord our God is holy.
Let us worship God.
Next is the hymn, "We Bow Down."
From the book of the Exodus, hear what Spirit is saying to the church. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. The word of the Lord.
Next is the hymn, "Be Thou My Vision."
Thank you. So our gospel lesson today, we are going to read two scriptures, but I promise you the sermon will not be an hour long to make up for the other services. That would be interesting. All right, Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The word of the Lord. And our second gospel lesson is from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, our Lenten journey has been interrupted by weather. We had to wait to begin Lent together. But here we are now, most of us marked with a cross, either on our hand or our forehead. It's quite a beautiful sight, actually, to look out and see you out there. Lent is a beautiful time of seeking Jesus, of seeking God. And one reason you see mirrors is because within you is the image of God, and you shine the very presence of God. Like Moses on the mountain, sometimes we have to wait, even when seeking God. I think there's a lot of waiting in my life because this really stood out to me. Moses waited 6 days. 6 days, that's a long time. Did he know how long he'd have to wait? You know, did he know, okay, on the seventh day I'll see God. I'll be in the presence of God. Or was he waiting not knowing how long he would wait? Like we usually have to wait for things, like answers to medical questions, like the birth of a child, like our biggest hopes and dreams being realized. We wait and we wait on God and we don't know when finally God's presence will come. And he waited on Mount Sinai, and I know I've told you this so many times, but one of the wonderful things about teaching English in Egypt was getting to go to Mount Sinai as often as I wanted to. And my friends and I spent the night up there one night, and we each took a blanket, and it was so cold and windy that we got really cold. And the very clever locals had a stand where they sold blankets to rent. You could rent a blanket. We spent so much money renting blanket after blanket after blanket because it was so cold. So just picture Moses up there waiting in the wind, waiting day after day, and the sun was probably really hot. He waited a long time. It's not an easy thing to wait on God. It's always so worth it. But it really is a challenge. And that's what Lent is. It's a time of waiting, a time of seeking. Waiting with no end, and waiting even with an end, requires intense trust. And that's what we're called to have. We're called to have trust in God. We wait with patience, and we wait faithfully. And when we veer off the path, we remind ourselves and other people around us remind, wait with patience, wait with faith. God will come. Well, we come seeking Jesus. We come seeking the very presence of God in the world. The presence of God that we see right there in Luke with his little glasses. We come seeking the presence of God. In Matthew 16, we find Jesus telling his disciples that he will go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering and death, and then will be raised. This perplexed and bothered his friends. Then Jesus went on to say that to be his followers, they too would have to take up their cross. And after saying all this to his disciples, 6 days went by. It says, 6 days later, blah, 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 then we have the Mount of Transfiguration. But if we remember, Matthew was written for a Jewish audience. They would remember when Moses waited on the mountain 6 days, and then the presence of God came on the seventh. So the Mount of Transfiguration was the seventh day. So this would not have been missed by the audience of Matthew. They would immediately think of Moses and of the devouring fire that was the presence of God. And then Moses, after waiting the 6 days, received the law, the instructions from God. So 6 days later, it says in Matthew, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. So the light is coming from God, but it's on Jesus. So the presence of God is with Jesus. And his clothes became dazzling white. Then Moses and Elijah appeared talking with Jesus. Peter wanted to make three dwellings, but while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." So just as Moses waited 6 days, then the presence of God came and gave him the law, they waited 6 days, the light shone from Jesus, and the voice of God said, "Listen to him, listen to Jesus." Isn't that cool? I mean, that is really neat. We're called to listen to Jesus. When the disciples heard the voice of God, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." So the first instruction from Jesus to the disciples, after God said, "Listen to him," was a gentle touch with the words, "Get up and do not be afraid." In our seeking Jesus, the voice of God lingers in our ears. "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am pleased, well pleased. Listen to him." Well, get up, Plymouth Presbyterian Church, and do not be afraid. Get up, each one of you, each one of us, and do not be afraid, for Jesus is with us. We seek Jesus on the mountaintop in the greatest spiritual experiences of our lives, and we seek Jesus like Nicodemus does, sometimes by night. Sometimes we are afraid of what others might think, so we cloak our faith in the shadows. Sometimes we have doubts, and yet we have faith enough to come by night to the one whose kingdom requires us to be born anew. To be born anew is to see things in a whole new way. So a movie comes to mind. I know I watch way too much TV and way too many movies, but a movie comes to mind, The Matrix from 1999. Have any of you seen The Matrix? Okay, so you're with me. Starring Keanu Reeves, who apparently is a really nice guy, which is great to hear. So Wikipedia describes The Matrix this way. Humanity is unknowingly trapped inside the Matrix, a simulated reality that intelligent machines have created to distract humans while using their bodies as an energy source. Some people have learned the truth, and once they know the truth, it changes everything. So to be born anew is to see the kingdom of God here and now. To be born anew is to have your eyes wide opened to new spiritual realities. So this Lent, we seek Jesus. We seek the presence of God on a mountain with patience and willingness to wait. Or at least we tell ourselves again and again. We redirect ourselves to that willingness to wait. We seek Jesus by night as we are, hoping to be transformed in the process. We seek the face of Jesus. So a seminary classmate of mine wrote this poem, and I thought it just went so well with our theme. So let's close with this poem. "Lent is a way of seeing, to open my eyes, to widen my perspective, to broaden my outlook, to peer beyond the horizon, to squint for signs of hope. Lent is a way of seeing God in the ordinary, God in the mundane, God in the extraordinary, God in the surprise, God in the small and the wide. Lent is a way of seeing the possibilities of today, the possibilities of tomorrow, the possibilities for me, the possibilities for you, the possibilities for us. Lent is a way of seeing Christ in the cosmos, Christ among the crowd, Christ in the least, Christ as the center, Christ as the whole. Lent is a way of seeing where I fall down and fall short, where I cannot see or refuse to see, where I am from and where I am going, where the way is narrow and necessary, where the one is leading and leads to the one. Lent is a way of seeing broken bread and poured out wine, broken body for a broken world, broken grip of the doom of death, broken world born anew, broken hearts surprised by good news." Amen.
Next is the hymn, "Shine, Jesus, Shine." Thank you. Next is the hymn, "O Lord, You're Beautiful."
Peace of Christ go with us now and evermore.